thank you so much for taking some time and joining us.
Thanks for having me on. A little New England ties with Jeffy Lurie, right?
Indeed, indeed. And now with Patrick Chung, 4 years in New England, a lot of good things. This past season didn't play so well. What can you tell us about Patrick Chung and what he might offer to the Philadelphia Eagles?
Sure. First and foremost, a great guy, one of the best guys in the locker room, and basically a little bit of a disappointing end here for him in New England. Came to the Patriots as a second-round pick, high second-round pick in 2009. He was actually their first pick of the draft that year. He was part of the Patriots trade in which they sent Matt Castle and Mike Vrabel to the Kansas City Chiefs for that pick. And the Patriots really had high hopes that he would be a guy they could build their secondary around, a sort of like a strong safety type guy, but who also could cover. And injuries were a big part of his struggles here. And he was a starter at the start of last year, had a shoulder injury in a week six game at Seattle, and never got his job back when he got healthy again. So that's sort of the Cliff Notes version of what Patrick Chung was here in New England. In terms of what he could bring to the Eagles, I think special teams, you'll see him obviously there, and you know, good passion, good energy, but a player who maybe didn't develop as much as the Patriots hoped when he was here.
Mike, what kind of injuries did he have? Was it a particular series of nagging injuries, or I mean, what happened to him there?
Well, the last one was a shoulder injury. I'd have to go back and think of a few of the other ones. I know his rookie year, he played every game, so he made it through that, but he wasn't, I think he only played about 20% of the defensive snaps that year, so he was sort of integrated slowly into the mix as a rookie, became a starter his next year, and it wasn't anything like big surgeries, you know, that knocked him out, but probably more of the variety of a couple games here, a couple games there, and it probably hurt his momentum, you know, to keep building, you know, as a player. And I will say this, just connecting it to you guys, when the Eagles hired Chip Kelly, I went up to Patrick in the locker room, and I could tell his excitement from just having been around him.
Mm-hmm.
Playing at Oregon, Kelly was the offensive coordinator when Chung was there, but really, really liked him, and actually compared him to Bill Belichick. When I had asked him about Chip Kelly, he said, you know, a lot of the same type of principles that he saw in Belichick, he also saw in Chip Kelly.
Interesting. Is he a free safety, strong safety? What's the best fit for him?
So size-wise, the way the Patriots play, they don't really play free and strong. They want their safeties to be able to do both. But if I had to categorize Chung, I'd say probably better in the box. Not that he can't play deep, but I think if there's one maybe area we could be critical of some of the things he's done, maybe the angles that he takes, you know, at times from a tackling perspective. But I would say a strong part of his game would be tackling when he takes the right angles versus, let's say, coverage. But he can cover. Like, you know, I like that matchup with him against a tight end. And there were times early in his career when he actually played in the slot. He would move down in a sub-package, play in the slot, and maybe even take a wide receiver. Now, we didn't see that as much later in his time with the Patriots, but that's something he had shown earlier in his career.
Mike Reese, thank you so much for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Great analysis of Patrick Chung. We look forward to seeing him in Philadelphia.